This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Mark.
Vincent is back. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You took a summer off because you go to school and you don't actually live around here during the summertime.
Yes, thank you. It's good to be back.
So welcome back. We're going to have you in, I think, on a fill-in basis. You're filling in for Jay, who's normally here with us on Wednesday nights. So anyway, you guys are, of course, welcome to call in. Join us here, as a lot of people in the Southeast of the United States and the Caribbean are obviously talking about pretty much one thing, which is Hurricane Irma. Now, you actually spent some time down in Florida when you were growing up, isn't that right?
Yes, spent elementary school down there.
What area of Florida?
Amelia Island, north of Jacksonville.
So that's the East Coast then?
Yes.
I take it.
Okay. That's where Jacksonville is, yep.
I didn't know if Jacksonville was inland or not. I've never been there before, so I have no idea.
It's Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. Right up next to Georgia.
Yep.
So, Mark and I, of course, lived on the west coast of Florida, so we've lived through a number of these hurricanes, but apparently...
You haven't lived through a hurricane. A hurricane has never made landfall in Sarasota, Florida.
There was
Florida.
That one that cut through Port Charlotte and did some pretty serious damage. Was it George or something like
so
that?
So you saw a hurricane on the news that was closer than most hurricanes had been. Is that what you're saying?
We've had tropical storms and hurricanes.
There's been rain in Sarasota, yes. I mean, please don't trot out the old weather jacket. This is my hurricane coat. You haven't ever seen a hurricane.
There have been some close calls in Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, hurricanes have hit Florida.
They've hit Port Charlotte.
What storm hit Tampa?
I don't know.
Hurricane David before you were born?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know what all the damn hurricanes are. I lived there for 26 years, okay?
I know. I'm just telling you that, like, okay, people in Sarasota
happen to get
jaded about hurricanes.
I'm not jaded.
Played out.
I didn't say I was jaded about it. I'm grateful I don't live there anymore, because at some point they probably are going to get hit.
Well, hold on. Now I got something else to say. Why don't the people up north quantify winter like the natural disaster it is? Why
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Winter is a natural disaster, okay? How much does it cost to recover from a hurricane? Quantify that against one winter. When you consider all the snowplows, all the fuel, all the salt and the, you know, whatever they use to keep the stuff off the road, winter is a natural disaster of epic proportions.
What is the...
How many people die in that stuff?
Yeah, but nobody gets their house leveled generally from a winter storm.
I'm sorry,
that doesn't happen.
Buildings cave in because of snow.
Sure, that happens. That happens.
Yeah, well, don't just sure that happens. That happens. Every Yankee reporter will run down to Port Charlotte and find the one, mobile home that got flipped over. Look at this, the catastrophe.
I don't know, man.
But they won't do anything about snow. I mean, look.
This doesn't seem like as big of a deal up here. I mean, I've lived here a decade.
Destroying the earth. Think what those snowplows are putting in the air from carbon dioxide.
Well, I think you're going to have to compare. If you want to look at numbers, I think you should. Now, I've heard the Department of Transportation in New Hampshire is a fairly big agency, but you're going to have to compare. What's the Department of Transportation in Florida? You're talking about plowing roads. What do they spend on their budget down there? I bet it's pretty big.
The whole DOT budget?
Whatever, dude. Obviously, they don't have a salt budget. You know, you're talking about how expensive it is to plow a road and salt a road.
Sure, the DOT budget per person kind of thing versus up north. I'm not just talking about New Hampshire. I'm talking about everything north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, I don't
have you seen what frost heaves do to the roads up here? They destroy them. They turn them into little tiny black rocks within like 5 years. You got to keep on repaving this stuff over and over again. If you love the planet and you're not a libertarian, move south. Move south.
When So when I worked as a camera guy at the New Hampshire town hall meeting, salt was a big problem. I remember last year back before I was
like for the budget, you mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. They didn't have as much salt as they thought, and they had to work on some kind of, they had to work with a credit system, and it ended up being tens of thousands of dollars in debt because they didn't factor into the budget. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Which town was this?
This is just from what I recall. Usually I'm half asleep when recording, but this was Hanover, so this is up in Grafton County.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I mean, it's got to be a challenge finding enough salt to salt the however many miles of roads need to be salted. I mean, you're from Quebec originally, Vincent, so you probably know a thing or two about living through a winter. I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from, Mark. Although that said, I got to say, having lived here for a decade, winters don't seem to be as severe as, these hurricanes. What you're talking about
down there
right
now. You've
never
been through a hurricane. You've been through a dozen winters.
Well, what about,
I'm telling you, people don't freak out about winters as much up here,
dude. I know! It is,
right. It's not a big deal.
Familiarity breeds contempt, right? Like, this natural disaster of epic proportions that occurs every single year gets almost no press.
How is Tropical Storm Irene in Keene? Because I remember in the adjacent communities in Vermont, we're still begging FEMA for money.
Wait, what's Tropical Storm Irene? I don't know.
It was a hurricane that kind of skipped across the eastern seaboard and ended up digging a furrow through Vermont.
Oh, is that the one that flooded like Brattleboro or something like that?
Yeah. Close to here.
Yeah.
Boy, you dodged that.
Dodged another one.
Did you see that one on the news too?
Yeah, I also heard they had some tornadoes in Massachusetts several years ago. Really tore some houses up.
Yeah. So, okay. I guess as a Floridian, all you Yankees worrying about our hurricanes, I just don't have anything to... look, please.
Yankees worrying about your hurricanes.
Worry about your own stuff.
Why would the Yankees be worrying about...
That's
unless they've got a house
about.
Down in
if
Florida,
say,
which they probably do.
If you say you live in Florida, the first thing that'll fall out of some Yankee's mouth is hurricane. It will be in the sentence. Hurricanes aren't great,
dude.
But I've never experienced one.
Okay, but we know people who have experienced
I have, however, experienced a dozen of the greatest natural catastrophes to hit the United States simply living in New Hampshire.
And now you have character as a result of that.
I had character before.
Congratulations.
It was bad then, too.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I'm not the only one here from the South who is saying that the winters are not so bad. I mean, Roger Paxton, I believe, from the Lava Flow podcast has gone on record saying that, they dealt with tornadoes and crap like that down in Arkansas.
I didn't say winter is bad. I said winter, quantifiably, as a natural disaster, does not get its due.
Yeah, that's because people handle it. It's a long-running thing.
People
it's not a
handle
big...
hurricanes, too.
They don't freak out, though, up here like they freak out down there. I mean, people are lined up around the Home Depot. There was a story I was reading
Yankees
here.
Are lined up around Home Depot. Right? They come down there for a better life, and then they're like, oh my God, it's time to buy bread and milk.
You're probably right about that, okay? So maybe you're saying the Yankees down south are the ones who are freaking out, not the Southerners? Is that what you're saying?
You should have water at your... Okay, first off, you don't need to go buy the store out of Aquafina.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn on your bathtub.
Yep,
you'll have all the water you need.
That's true.
Then,
make sure you clean the damn bathtub first.
You should clean your bathtub, but you should clean your bathtub anyway.
Yeah.
It's a minor natural disaster is a dirty bathtub.
Right.
And then, you find containers, you fill them up, just in case everything gets flooded up to the level of the bathtub and your bathtub water gets contaminated.
Yeah.
You should have a generator. You can get one for about $500 at Home Depot. You should
don't put it inside.
Don't put it inside. But you don't do that in the winter up in up north either. I mean, this is natural selection.
Don't hook it up to your electricity box. Have a professional do that, a professional electrician.
And even
so you don't get shocked to death.
And even if, you can't afford to generate it, having water purification tablets, having a few MREs or dried food, stuff that
a little bit of food, that's a good idea.
Yeah, something that instead of buying, half a month's worth of alcohol, you could just spend on that to survive for a week.
Don't forget the toilet
paper. Oh, you should
have
half a month's worth of alcohol in the house, too. But, I mean, this is a hurricane party nonetheless. But,
there's a difference between preparation and a hurricane party. A hurricane party is something that people do whether or not they're prepared. prepared. People preparing is another thing entirely. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We haven't even told you about this crazy hurricane that is building and attacking various different places down in the Caribbean right now. Hurricane Irma, what is being called the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic in history. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd, nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterflied shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. 1-800-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype and the Skype username for you if you want to join us there. Is lrn.fm.
So, I just want you to know: are you getting enough fruits and vegetables in your daily diet? You know, some people, you know, you're told that it's supposed to be 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. Only about 10% of us get that. Well, new research is coming out that it's more like 10 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, and only 1% of us are getting that. You know, this will protect you from heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, cancer, plus get you enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Now, I'm going to try to do that during the month of September, and I've managed to pull it off so far every day, but not today. I'm going to have to get home and fix that with Fruit and Veggie Total. Now, what Fruit and Veggie Total is it's a supplement from the makers of Whole Food Multi Complete. And you can join me. Please, in fact, join me for this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, and live longer. And Fruit and Veggie Total. Now, the science isn't exactly even to say this, but essentially one scoop makes up for 5 servings of vegetables and fruits and vegetables. Really, they do it on an antioxidant count. You can go over to simplifymysupplements.com. In fact, please do go and read the page on Fruit and Veggie Total and see what a great thing this is, because it gets you all the antioxidants you need. And antioxidants are the things that cause you to age. You take this and you'll, you know, slow down the aging process a bit. At least that's what I read. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. They'll give you a free shaker bottle just to get you started. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. And we have, as a matter of fact, a couple of tubs headed our way again because I need some more.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've yet to really talk about Category 5 Hurricane Irma, which is supposed to be the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic on record. We'll tell you more about that coming up here, Ian Vincent and Mark in the studio, but let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first. We've got Ellie on the line, or Elle perhaps, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, Elle.
Hello, how are you?
Hey there, what's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to ask you a question and your opinion about Bitcoin and child support. I currently have 50-50 custody of my children. I have 2 children. And my ex-husband had a job that he was laid off from 8 years ago. And then I supported the family for 8 years on my income. And 5 years ago, my husband mined Bitcoin back when it was easy peasy piece of cake. And he mined a significant amount of Bitcoin. And during our divorce and custody proceedings, I gave up 50% of the Bitcoin that was due me as a marital asset so that he would agree to move back to the town in which we live in. And he also didn't accept any responsibility for our marital debt. And so I used half of my half to pay for that marital debt. So anyway, my ex-husband has made more money in the past month than most people make in a year. And I'm talking about
the increase of value of the Bitcoin that you left in the you left to him, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And
so newly acquired Bitcoin; it's Bitcoin that he had, right?
Yeah, it's Bitcoin that he had.
Okay.
And so when we went to the Department of Revenue, they calculated the amount of child support that I would pay him based on his potential of earning, you know, $40,000 a year versus my income. And the calculation left me paying him $600 a month. Now, my question is, if Bitcoin is a legitimate currency, which I believe it is, and he believes it is, then how can I go about fixing this situation, or what can I say to, you know, convince him and the Department of Revenue that he makes significantly more money than I do.
I'm not sure that when you're talking about a commodity that has already been settled at court, like, you know, there was a settlement.
They split it.
Yeah, it was the divorce settlement that was in place. And, you know, the commodity was split. And I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that here's my guess is that the government isn't going to care about you know, a commodity that's already been split. Like, you know, the fact that his Bitcoin went way up and you didn't get any, you know, like that was the sort of the arrangement. And I'll bet it burns your fanny, no doubt. But I don't think they're going to do anything about it. I think it stinks that you got to write a check to for $600 to him. Basically, you know, and the only reason is because you gave up your Bitcoin so that he would move back to town. I bet that really,
right,
you know, irks the bejesus out of you. But I think the only thing you can do at this point is sweet talk the guy and see if he'll do the right thing.
Voluntarily and in accordance with our principles. I definitely feel as though it is going to be something that's going to have to be voluntarily done between us, you know, based on what you're saying and also the fact that I just don't think that, you know, the Department of Revenue really understands at this point.
They first have to care, too.
Well, first of all, here's what I want to know is, do you have, like, continuing conversations? Are you friendly with him?
We are not friendly.
Okay. It seemed to me like, how do you even know he even still has those Bitcoin?
Because he has no job yet, but his job is trading cryptocurrencies, and he trades in Ethereum and Litecoin and, you know, all of that. And he's also, you know, made a, like, public comment, like, when you make enough in cryptocurrency trading that you can afford, you know, and then he shows a computer that he purchased, mm-hmm. you know. So that he still has that.
Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, I'm no expert on divorces and child support or whatever. I don't, you know, obviously I'm not a fan of the state, but I understand that some people, you know, obviously they take their kids very seriously. And, you know, I'm not going to come down on one side or the other. I'm sure he would have his side of things on this situation. But if he's, you know, making an income based on the business that he's doing, then maybe there needs to be some sort of reassessment. I mean, how long ago was this decision made that you had to pay the $600? How long ago did that happen?
That was probably around the end of this, you know, January 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, he wasn't trading Bitcoin. It was only, or trading cryptocurrencies. It was only like maybe a month after that.
Because the thing with, you know, as far as money he's making right now, that would seem to be what's relevant. The stuff that he might or might not even have, because you won't be able to even prove he has that Bitcoin, likely, even if you believe that he does. Wish you the best. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us right here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Vincent,
and Mark.
We're just talking about Bitcoin a moment ago, and a lot of people are very interested in Bitcoin, especially as the price has over time continued to go up. It dipped a little bit recently, but it's now pushing back, what, around 4,600, I think, today, 4,600 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to Bitcoin, that's the best place to go, I think, to learn about the basics and get your first Bitcoin wallet set up. Also, if you want to take the next step, you can get involved in learning the news about Bitcoin. Get kind of deep into the world of Bitcoin, because you can go as deep as you want to. And it's a very, very interesting, fascinating world. Check it out over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to mine Bitcoin, possibly make a little bit of money doing that, you can go to pool.bitcoin.com. You don't have to worry about the ongoing constant equipment upgrades and maintenance and having to have technical know-how. You can just put an investment in and you can use their calculator there to kind of determine how much you might possibly make over time. So go to pool.bitcoin.com to learn more about that. You can mine the original Bitcoin or the brand new Bitcoin Cash. over at pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Gamma Blast, listening in Chicago, watching us actually on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Hey, I had a Bitcoin question. First, start out with what I think I know, and that Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, correct?
It is the very first decentralized cryptocurrency. This is cryptographically secure.
Peer-to-peer, that means I could send it directly to you and nobody else would be involved.
Right. Well, not directly. I mean, it's you're going through the Bitcoin network, which is a multi-thousand hub kind of peer-to-peer network. So those other peers are constantly verifying the transactions to make sure that nobody is doing a double spend or somehow trying to pull a fast one.
Okay, well, maybe this will. Okay, so I guess my question is, you guys were talking about the fees were going up, correct? A couple of days ago, you guys were talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin has had a issue for a couple years now of the basically the blocks, which are the it's kind of the technical back end is called the blockchain. Essentially, that is a public ledger on which anybody can go and look and see. You know, you can go all the way back to the very beginning of Bitcoin. And these blocks are mined onto this blockchain by the Bitcoin miners, and the blocks are full of transactions. And so what has happened is the blocks are full. It used to be that the blocks weren't full, and now they're full, so Bitcoin essentially has reached its maximum capacity. And the big question has been over the last couple of years is how to handle that. How does the Bitcoin network scale up to the user demand? And there are different sort of political viewpoints about this, different technical aspects that different groups are pushing for, and that has resulted in a kind of a stalemate to some extent. There has been some motion recently with the forking off, the splitting of Bitcoin into two Bitcoins. So there's sort of Bitcoin Legacy, and then there's Bitcoin Cash. That are now competing for mining power between all the different miners out there. And it's just a crazy detailed situation that, you know, we've been following as best we can here on Free Talk Live, trying to make it as understandable as possible. So please go ahead.
So it's a transaction fee. Is that the right, would that be the right term to use?
Yeah, there's a transaction fee that the buyer pays with Bitcoin. So unlike your kind of traditional credit card transaction where obviously, the buyer's paying the fee, but it's sort of built into the price, and then it's the seller who actually sends a portion of that price. So on a dollar soda, if you can find a company that will sell it to you for a credit card, then there's maybe a 3-cent fee coming off of that, plus perhaps maybe even a 10-cent or a 20-cent minimum purchase fee from these companies. I mean, so it depends on your agreement with the credit card company, but usually that's built into the price. With Bitcoin, if you buy a dollar soda, then there will be a fee tacked on to the dollar. So you're looking at $1.03 or 5 cents. It used to be like 2 cents for a Bitcoin fee, but these days you can find Bitcoin fees as high as like $2-3 on a median fee. Although
I've heard $8.
Although I just sent one today for 5 cents, so I've seen an incredible range. But
okay,
just
good.
Over the last few days, I've on Sunday I bought a burger at local burger and I paid over $2 in fee to do that. But today I sent some money to pay for a service online and it was a 5-cent fee. So it seems like it depends on the time of day. At this point, there's no real consistency.
So here's my question: if it's decentralized, where is the fee going to?
The fee is sort of a bounty for including your transaction into the blockchain.
The miners.
Yeah, we talked about the miners mining these blocks. Well, in order to, the miners pick the best transaction fees that are out there that'll fit into the block, and they shove them all in, and then whoever gets it gets those fees.
They get not only the miner fees, but they also get the bitcoins that are mined into existence as well. So they get, I think, currently 12.5 bitcoins, whichever mining pool finds the block or finishes the block or whatever you call it. They're solving cryptographic problems, and once they solve that problem, they win that contest and they get the 12.5 bitcoins, and I think then on top of that the fees as well. I'm not exactly sure what that all totals up to, but so does that answer your question?
Okay, so the miners get the fees accumulate in that blockchain, and then when the new one's created, the miners get the fee plus what they created.
Plus the reward.
Something like that, yeah. Plus the block reward of 12.5 Bitcoin, which is, as you know, quite a bit of money right now. Because
so
Bitcoin at the moment is
determining the the amount of the fee if it's decentralized? Who's determining what?
That's competition in what is called a fee market. So people are bidding up because the blocks are full. People who want their transactions included quickly are paying more.
Right.
People who...
So that no one's determining the fee. It's just that there's only so many transactions that can be included in a particular block, and new transactions are being created all the time. So if you put a nickel on your transaction as the fee that you're willing to pay, and mostly the wallets just give you a couple of choices and fees that you're going to pay.
Yeah, they'll give you options.
And you usually have to go hunt for those options because they'll mostly just say, this is the recommended amount. Go ahead and use this. And the recommended amount is usually going to be okay. But if you decide, I'm going to be a cheapskate, like me, and you put a nickel on the transaction, then the miners... their machines are automatically just going to skim over you because their machines are just going to say, well, they just have their machines programmed to get the highest fees. And if the highest fee is, the lowest of the high fees is always a dollar, then your nickel will never get picked up.
Well, there's a chance it will at some point, but it's, you know, it may take days.
How do they know what I'm willing to pay as a fee?
Because you put a fee goes right on the transaction when you put it out there.
Yeah, so each wallet makes a recommendation. Some wallets will allow you to customize the fee, but not all of them. And so there are actually websites like bitcoinfees.21.co where you can go and you can see actually a bar graph of how many people or, you know, how many transactions are using what size fees. And you can look at any given moment at the Bitcoin network and see exactly, you know, where people are putting their fees and in what kind of levels, high levels or low levels. And it makes recommendations as to, well, if you want your transaction processed immediately then or as quickly as possible, then this is the fee that you should use.
Right. If you plop down $20 on your as a transaction fee, you can be sure it'll be picked up in the next block.
Right, but that also increases the average fee, and so you can, when you look at an average fee versus the median fee, you can, for instance, go to coincap.io, which is a site that we mention from time to time, which shows you the different market caps of all the Bitcoin and all of its hundreds of cryptocurrency competitors. But up at the top there, average fee's down a little bit at the moment. I've seen it as high as $8 or $9 in recent days. Right now, average fee $3.88, according to coincap.io. The blocks are still completely full. This one at 100.33%. I'm not sure exactly how that can happen, but that's what they say there. Whereas if you look over at the bitcoinfees.21.co site and you scroll down, they'll give you what they consider to be the fastest and cheapest transaction, what they call the median fee, which right now is at about 270 satoshis per byte. Now, the satoshi is the smallest fraction of a Bitcoin. It's the eighth decimal point. So there's some conversions that you need to do to kind of figure out what that is in dollars. But regardless, thanks for the call, Gamma Blast. I hope that helped a little bit. Of course, there's some forums where you can ask questions over at bitcoin.com. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here and join us on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-453. Like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We do have a web forum again. Once upon a time, we had one called the BBS that still exists. You can still read the archives there, but you can't post. We shut it down a few years ago, maybe even several years ago. Now, I don't remember what year it was we shut the BBS down, but a few years back.
There's a troll infestation. What are you doing to prevent that now in your new forum?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Technically, a troll could still get in. It wouldn't be impossible to do it. There's no rule against trolling. But I think that the introduction policy helps kind of keep spammers out. That's ultimately my main concern, is to keep the garbage away from the forum, and that's worked pretty well so far, because the spammer generally can't get through an introduction policy. Because you can immediately tell when somebody hasn't read the instructions on when they're posting an introduction. It's pretty clear that they have a tough grasp on the English language, or obviously have not even tried to post the intro per the requirements. And they're not a complicated requirements, just three quick questions that you have to answer. So you can go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can try out what is a modern forum. Like, it feels good. The posts snap into view instantly. You don't have to, like, reload the page every time you submit a post. And it's very, very nice. Like, it looks good. It's kind of what you would expect a forum to be like in the Facebook age. But yet it's not Facebook. It's not, you know, a piece of garbage that basically makes it impossible to find the things you want to find, that essentially takes your posts and throttles them downward to prohibit, basically, you know, 90% of the people who you are interested in or care about, or who care about you, from seeing your post in the first place, so you get to actually have productive conversations and fun and useful threads, and you'll find those over at forum.freetalklive.com, as well as several of our listeners having conversations about everything from show-related stuff to bug reports. Just got a bug report for the LRN app the other day, which I sent along to the people who make the app, and they have fixed it, supposedly.
Sweet.
So, yeah, so you can do all kinds of things there, and people are talking about cryptocurrency and other topics as well. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd love to talk about the Bitcoin stuff, but I called in to talk about banks and the old type of currency issuance and fractional reserve banking. So,
all right. You've been calling a lot about that. What do you feel like we haven't covered regarding fractional reserve banking, which is the bank's ability to lend out more, significantly more money than they have on reserve?
Oh, a lot. I know there's not a lot of time to talk on the radio, which is why I wanted to call back and kind of get deeper into it. Fractional reserve banking actually originated in the 14th century when Italian merchants started using double entry accounting. That is when you create credit. Let's say you give someone, you record it two ways. There's two accounts. One gets a debit and the other gets a credit. So that enabled banks to basically take that money that was just being stored and realize people weren't really coming for it most of the time, and they started lending out, giving loans that are backed by this thing. So you fast forward, a lot of banks were giving out
Before you go further with that, I would say that likely, goldsmiths were doing fractional reserve banking long before the 14th century when Italians attempted to make it legitimate. You know, I mean, otherwise it's just loaning out money you don't have. But go ahead.
Right. I mean, you could definitely, but you could also do this with your friend, right? You could say, listen, help my friend. I got this. I will pay you back. If you ever say that, you've just created money out of thin air, too, because you've created credit. You're good for it. And whoever's doing the service has to trust you that you're going to come through. Regardless, a lot of this kind of money exists in society and it actually represents freedom. Because when I give you a credit, no one has to know about that. With Bitcoin, you actually need a validator and you need the global ledger to record this. That's triple entry accounting. There's me, you, and the ledger. But
okay.
If I just, total freedom is me and you with absolutely no one else, including the government, including a third party recording it. I cryptographically sign an IOU that I owe you something, and you sign that you accept my IOU. So between us, we have a court document that you could actually prove was signed by both of us. Okay? And so that's real freedom. So if you take that, and I don't know how much time I have, but if you take that to the extreme, you actually have financial intermediaries like banks vetting a business and saying, look, this business could possibly grow. I see how, it has some collateral and everything. I will give it a loan and I will issue money out of thin air. But that money out of thin air is not issued by the government. So in fact, fractional reserve banking, just like a lot of these ICOs now, is creating money out of thin air. It actually represents freedom. It represents not the government, private entities all over the place.
Well, you can't say that the banking system represents freedom because they're all licensed by the government and controlled by the Federal Reserve System.
Well, they came to be controlled by government, but they weren't originally controlled by the government. The government started to control them because
right, but you can't say that when there's government control that you have freedom. We don't have anything like financial freedom in the United States. You can't go into a bank and easily open an account. What feels more like freedom is where you download an app for, let's say the Jax wallet or one of the other, Bitcoin wallets out there. You download a wallet, you open it up, and you have an account. You set your passcode. If you want, you put your email address in on some of these wallets. Some don't have that option. But, that's a maybe 5-minute process, and most of that time would be to actually download the app and install the app. That's probably the most time-consuming aspect of the opening a Bitcoin wallet process. Whereas I've opened bank accounts before. I know what it's like. You sit in there. They ask you a bunch of questions
about
you.
Yeah, the only thing that takes longer is buying a car.
Yeah, pretty much. You sit in there. They ask you a bunch of invasive questions about you and, what your business is. And you fill out a bunch of forms. You sign a bunch of forms. You hand over a bunch of forms of identification. And then if your identity doesn't check out, like let's say you have a negative mark on your debit report from check systems or a negative mark on your credit report, then the bank might tell you, nope, sorry, we're not going to open your account today. So nothing about the banking system in any way to me says this is freedom.
Well, by that, I mean, I could use that logic to say your radio station is not free because some of it is regulated by the government.
Well, we don't have a radio station, but we have 170 stations that pick up the show, or 170
right.
plus
but all of them
stations.
Are regulated by government.
And they shouldn't be.
Either.
And that's
right.
bad.
Well,
it's
exactly.
not freedom. I wouldn't call that freedom. No, never have I called the FCC freedom. That's an oppressor. The FCC gets in the way of people being able to communicate. Huh?
You're misunderstanding me. My point is the freedom of speech to be able to broadcast your own thing on ham radio or whatever you want, okay, is freedom.
No, there's no freedom of speech on ham radio. You have to get a license to use ham radio.
Now you have to get a license. But I'm saying the very technology is that you can broadcast whatever you want.
Well, sure. I mean, I can get on a ham radio frequency and start broadcasting, no problem. I mean, it's easy
pretty,
to get a radio.
Pretty quick, like some nosy DXer is going to hunt you down, though,
one
if
of those,
you keep doing it.
One of those hams who has gotten his license, in the same way that a radio station who is licensed is also interested in taking out pirate stations, the ham licensee, many of them, are very obedient to the state, and they will do the FCC's dirty work for them. They'll go out and they'll find the location of the offending transmission. Some of them have been known to even take matters into their own hands and go and clip cables. So
okay. Here's
it's
my
not
point.
Freedom at all.
No, it's not. What is freedom, okay, is being able to issue your own credit. You can do it to your friends.
Yeah, man, go
banks
for it.
You can do it. Right. So who decides to give you a loan at the bank? It's not the government. It's the private underwriter who decides your credit worthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they took all your information. So what
sure,
I'm
but they,
to say,
in my opinion, they should not be able to issue money from thin air. I think that's financially irresponsible.
Well, would you use the state to prohibit them from issuing money? Okay.
No, of course not.
So
I would use
so
market competition. I would give my business to a bank that was more sound financially.
Well, they did do that, and the banks that issued credit out of thin air actually were preferred because they had more liquidity, and they had an elastic credit.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned or something like that, but whatever the market decides,
you know,
not necessarily what I agree with.
I've heard stories of the government shutting down what they call warehouse banks that hold gold, silver, and cash in reserves for all their deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll
just kind of shows.
I will prove it to you after this. I'll prove to you what I mean. Look at Bitcoin right now. Look at Bitcoin right now. If you go to many websites like AVC.com, many venture capitalists are saying, look, I used to buy things with Bitcoin. You know, that pizza that was bought by Bitcoin is now worth $50 million, right? If it's a deflationary currency and it's not being inflated, no one really wants to spend it. It's like gold. People
That's
don't
true.
Spend it.
Right. I so want systems that incentivize savings.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate the discussion here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And maybe fractional reserve would be very popular in the marketplace, and we'd be wrong about that. It's Free Talk Live. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.